heading around the country by the National Indigenous Radio Service, bringing mobs together by Wurundjeri Media up there in Kununurra, and heading into that gorgeous country in and around the Pilbara region. In fact, that's where we go first to meet Yvette Pocock, who works for the Pilbara Kimberley Legal Services, kindly put up her hand to be a part of our financial segments. Yvette, hello. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Sandy. Thank you for having me on the radio show this morning.
Oh, wow. I was just blown to know that we've got someone from the Pilbara on board as we get in and around that region, thanks to Ngara Media. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the place you work for.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Yvette. I work for the Pilbara Community Legal Services as a financial counsellor. We have offices in Newman, Roeburn, Karratha and South Hedland. We provide all different types of services, not only financial counselling and legal. So we also provide housing support, housing tenancy, and also redress.
How is covering all those areas? Is that a challenge for you?
What was that, sorry, Sandy?
Those, covering all of those different areas, is that a bit of a challenge or quite interesting?
Yes, it's very interesting. I mean, obviously, you know, the different services that we provide to Newman are going to be different than what we provide to Karratha. You know, dealing with different, obviously, different mining companies as well. They provide different electricity, utilities and stuff to the different areas in the Pilbara. So that, yes, that can be challenging at times.
So you'd certainly be across the board with that one. Obviously, with your financial services, is there just yourself?
No, we have six FCs all together, two at South Hedland, one at Newman, one at Roeburn, and then we have one in Karratha also. And we have a couple, one of them's on maternity leave at the moment. But, yeah, we're really excited. We do lots of outreach and we travel to different communities in and around Port Hedland also. And we do facilitate Roeburn Prison, which is an interesting, it's an interesting outreach that we do there. So we actually visit the prison. We have informal chats with people who are at the work camp there. So they are the prisons that are just about to be released. So we look at their outstanding debt. It could be anything from child support to shortfall, even car loans that obviously they weren't able to pay because they had been incarcerated. So it's our job as financial counsellors to tell their story to the creditors, and on, you know, various occasions we've been able to get debt waivers for the clients or negotiate payment arrangements when they come out. So, yeah, I just see it as us being storytellers, really, you know, to tell the client's story and see if we can get, you know, positive outcomes for them.
Oh, that is absolutely mind-blowing, Eva, when you think of just getting into the Roeburn prison there. Often those guys and girls are forgotten, but financial hardship is a real factor, isn't it? And more of a hardship to family and others around as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a million years ago, I used to be a hairdresser. So we also go out to community at Marble Bar, and we've dealt with, got a binya and the CRC there. So I provide free haircuts for people when I go out to Marble Bar. And it's a way of getting them in the chair, connecting with community, talking about their financial well-being. And I really love this initiative. You know, we head down there, they walk in with their head down, I give them a haircut and they walk out feeling 100, you know, they just look, feel 100% and, you know, look $1 million. So I really love doing that outreach to Marble Bar.
Oh, this even gets better, Yvette. How do you guys plan your programs? I mean, obviously this is a real... a community initiative, isn't it? Building up from the community.
Yeah, so when it initially started, we used to go down there with Headspace and they would go down there and they would facilitate programs with the kids at Marble Bar. And I asked one day and said, look, can I come with you? And it's just from that engagement and that... continuity of going out there once a month or on a regular basis, you start to build those relationships with people, you know. You start to go to community, you start to make those connections. And once you've made those connections over and over again, people, you know, they slowly start to trust you and they slowly start to talk about things. And then, you know, that's how you really get that... that financial well-being, make sure they're okay. Some things they didn't know that they could apply for, that they can, you know. And I find, you know, doing the haircuts, it's a way of, they're kind of, not trapped, but they're in that chair for that 15, 20 minutes where you can actually have a really good conversation. I don't know about you, but a lot of people tell their hairdresser everything.
Oh, well, that is exactly true. My father was a cab driver, trust me.
Yeah.
He knew it all. He knew it all. Yvette, just with that connection that you often make, how do people go with that connection? Do they keep in touch with you constantly?
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, they love it. They every time I come back to town, everybody knows I'm in town. So they come to the CRC, or I go to Godvinia. So they come out and the haircut lady here is here. And they bring their kids and, you know, we have... you know, young adults, and we have women, children. They all come, and if not to just have a yarn, to have, you know, a cuppa or get out of the heat. You know, it's. I love it. I love going out to Marble Bar. It's such a beautiful place.
Ah, so beautiful. I mean, really enjoying this conversation with you. Sadly, we're going to have to move on. Yvette,
yes.
How long have you been there with the Pilbara Community Legal Service?
Yeah, so I've been here just over a year. I'm still doing my financial counselling diploma, so I'm working towards that. But I absolutely adore this job. I love working with people. I love helping people. And, you know, it's something that I find I'm really good at, and it's a job that I love, so it doesn't feel like work.
No, never does when you enjoy something.
That's
exactly.
Right.
I know how you feel. Yvette, it's been lovely meeting you. It's pretty much just an introduction, and hopefully I'll start to conversations we're going to regularly have.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you. You're amazing, Yvette. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yvette Pocock from the Pilbara Community Legal Service, giving us an idea of what she does down in the Pilbara as a financial counsellor. Very interesting, isn't it? Using the old hair-cutting technique.